Thanks to Valley Honda dealers, we get to go live to Hollywood to talk about this big blockbuster movie in theaters. We want to find out if it's worth checking out. We want to talk to Cecily Knobler live in Hollywood.
Hey, hey. So, yes, it's the Avengers Infinity War. So many Marvel icons in this. I don't know where to start. We've got Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Captain America, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Guardians, and more. Snoopy is in this for some reason. I don't know how Snoopy got in it. Tootsie, as made famous by Dustin Hoffman, he's in it. Your cousin is in it. I don't, whose cousin? Your cousin. All of our cousins. So many people. It's a lot of huge characters for one movie. There's so many more of them than the audience. It's like when you go see Blue Man Group. You're like, all right, there's 200 Blue Man Group members and only 40 audience members. Like, who's the star here? That all said, this is nearly 2 hours and 40 minutes, which is really
long.
Well,
it is called Infinity War. I thought the movie never ended.
That's right. Infinity and infinity times infinity. At times, honestly, it's magnificent. It really is. And at times, it's just long. There are so many moving parts, and some of them, like Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth and Groot, are wonderful, just like their films. Hmm. And some are just nonsense. And for fun, I like to do this. At one point, I was like, is that He-Man? And this guy behind me was like, that is an entirely different thing. I was like,
okay,
it's a
different universe. Masters of the universe.
If you guys do this, you can just yell random stuff out because the nerds do get upset about it. I don't know.
Where is Q-Bert? Is Q-Bert in this one?
Q-Bert's in it. He fights Pac-Man. I don't know why. I didn't know they were Marvel. I love a Q-Bert reference. The tone is jumbled. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be really serious and they're fighting and then it's just like 20 one-liners in a row with Iron Man. Like, it just felt jumbled. And there are times that it felt almost Harry Potter-esque. You'll see what I mean when you see it.
Oh.
It's like 10 different movies and 6 of them are good, if that makes sense, all in one movie.
Do you think they were just sitting in the writer's room going, all right, we have all these characters, we got to figure out what to do with them?
Absolutely. And overall, they did a pretty good job putting it all together because I can't imagine how hard that was. And for that, I'm still going to be pretty kind and give it a solid B. So okay. That's a yes. I'm saying absolutely go, but just know very little of it makes sense. And obviously, it's incredibly, incredibly long. But I guess that's what we're doing now. You know what I mean? I guess that's the time. I mean, I think in the future, movies are going to be like 4 hours.
I guess that's like a 2-bucket popcorn movie then, if it's that long.
Yes, and remember, this is just part one of a movie. This has been divided. You know how Harry Potter divided? A lot of movies do that. They sort of divide into two parts. This is part one.
And I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't remind people about the Run Pee app, because a movie like that, you got to use the restroom.
I'm glad you asked that, actually, and I'm here to tell you that. A lot of times with Marvel movies, you want to stay till after the credits. Of course, you have to. You should in this one as well. However, there's the press screening I saw, there's only one, and it's at the very end. So if you have to pee, the second it goes to credits, go pee and then come back. Okay? Right. So there's not going to be other ones mixed in. So that'll give you, so don't worry. You can go pee then.
These are the tips you only get here on the Maria and Chad Show. Thank you, Cecily. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.